Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. About a year and a half ago or so, I was invited to appear on the Sunday Today Show on Easter Sunday. And I had just published a book called Manifest Your Destiny, and whenever you get invited to be on a national television show to talk about something you've just written, it's a great honor. And you do whatever it is that you can to make sure that it happens. You have no excuses for not going. I flew up to New York, and just as I was going out onto the set to talk, I guess the people there didn't realize that I was there to promote my book, and they were there to talk about something completely different. And what had happened in the country just a few days before is 39 people had committed suicide in a group kind of mass suicide with this cult down in Southern California called Heaven's Gate. And the first question they asked me in the 4.5 minutes that I had to speak about my book was, what was your reaction to this? Because it was Easter Sunday, and the subtitle of this book is The Nine Spiritual Principles for Getting What You Want. And they saw that word spiritual, and it was Easter Sunday, and I was also on with a great lady named Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. And so they asked me this question: what was your reaction to what had just taken place in the country? And I said immediately, I didn't even realize this, I said, you know, I would really like to have been able to talk to those people before they made their decision. And if I would have had that opportunity, what I would have said is that you don't have to get on a spaceship in order to find God, or your divine presence, whatever you want to call that. You just have to look deep within yourself, and you will come to know this divine presence that some call God, and some call spirit, and some call soul. And there are many names for it, and it's not about what we call it, it's about what it is. And I said, the second thing I would have liked to have said to these people is that you don't have to leave your vehicle in order to reach the next level. That the next level is available to you here in this vehicle that you have shown up in, which is perfect. There are no accidents in this universe. We all show up exactly when we're supposed to, in the vehicles that we're supposed to be in, and we all have a direct connection to this divine energy. We don't really choose to be born, we are chosen, and we show up, and here we are. And we have this ability to be able to reach a much higher level of awareness and to come to know peace, to come to know bliss, to come to know joy, to come to know a sense of purpose, to feel fulfilled in your life. We have that capacity. But so many of us are looking for it in places outside of ourselves. We're often looking for it in somebody else's teachings. Oftentimes we're looking for it in what somebody else has experienced. And so we become conditioned to what I call tribal awareness. And this tribal awareness says that you have to be what I dictate you have to be. Or it's true because of my experiences. Or it's true because of the testimony that I'm giving you. And somebody else's. But within you, you may not resonate to that truth. But nevertheless, you apply it, and you begin to live it, and you practice it. And then someone comes along who's perhaps very persuasive. And before you know it, you have been conditioned to believe that it's not within you. It's out there. You have to do it this way. What I'd like to suggest to you, and what this program is really about, is that there are higher levels of awareness that are available to us.